making you seem like you know what's happening in pop culture while you're standing around the water cooler at work. You don't want to be left out, right? Here's today's top trending stories on Indy's number one for new country, 97.1 Hank FM.
All right, so tell me if you think that this is a little bit dramatic or not, all right?
Okay.
2020 has been such an awful year that not even YouTube wants to remember it. The platform announced Wednesday that it's canceling its annual year-end rewind video for the first time in a decade.
Wow.
In a statement, YouTube acknowledged that 2020 has been different. And it doesn't feel right to carry on as if it wasn't. Of course, the rewind isn't always great, even in a good year. In 2018, the rewind video was YouTube's most disliked video of all time.
Wow.
I don't know. I still think that they should
not
do
everything
one.
Everything in 2020 has been bad. It's like
5 years from now, you know, we need to look at a video and go, oh man, look how good we have it now, because remember 2020?
Right, right.
That was pretty bad that year. All right, what do you got, baby?
Yeah, let's hope it's not the other way around. Gosh, we were complaining about 2020. It's even worse.
Oh, God. I hope not. I hope things get better.
So, are you tired of losing your expensive AirPods?
Nope, because I don't have any.
A new device can beam music directly into your ears. No headphones required. This Nevetto system has unveiled a device that uses a 3D sensing module to track ear position and beam the signal with ultrasonic waves to create 360-degree sound around the listener, and users can still hear other sounds in the room clearly. Users who previewed the tech called it straight out of a sci-fi movie.
So, you know, this doesn't sound too safe to me. Did you grow up with your parents telling you not to stand in front of the microwave while you're eating something up?
I also grew up not to stand to get too close to the television.
That's
you're supposed to watch television too close,
that's
which they've actually found out is a fallacy.
The microwave thing is the first thing that kind of comes to mind when I hear about music being beamed to your head.
Right.
Also, like all the like prescription drug commercials on TV and like the credits that they roll at the end with all the side effects.
Oh, the disclaimers?
Yeah. That's what it reminds me of. Hey, you can beam music to your head, but be ready for, I don't know, diarrhea or whatever.
Uncontrollable bowels.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right, what else?
So things are going to look and feel different for the 94th Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. It will not have a live crowd. 4 Broadway shows will film segments in advance that will air during the parade, and the route will only be on 34th Street in front of the flagship store. Performances will be inside the store. And some performers include Lauren Elena, Jimmy Allen, Dolly Parton, Patti LaBelle, Ella Mai, Pentatonix, and BB Rexha.
Caleb and Mindy in the morning on 97.1 Hank FM.